1850-715-815.
Anne, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Philip. How are you?
Well, not the better for seeing your photograph, frankly. This is something new on me anyway. I've just been handed a photograph that's bordering, frankly, on the pornographic. Where did you take this?
Well, I'm not responsible for the pornographic element of it. I merely took the photo of what I saw.
You were trying to take a beautiful landscape shot of the Inishowen Peninsula, yes?
I was taking a photo of my husband with a glass of Guinness. We were at the... we were at the Seaview Tavern, which is a gorgeous little pub restaurant up at the Melonhead, and we were sitting outside, and it's just heavenly today, and there have been dolphins there recently, but not today. Anyway, I saw more than dolphins by the end of my lunch, because this gentleman came strolling along the road, as you can see there, fairly uncovered. And I thought of your show yesterday.
Where we had been talking about people running topless in the streets, but this man is, he's wearing sandals. What else is he wearing?
He's wearing budgie smugglers, is the best way you would describe them. Swimming trunks, I think. Swimming trunks.
Yes.
But they're quite
of the continental cut, I think you might say.
Absolutely.
And rather figure-forming they are too.
He was as cool as a cucumber. I thought he was going to skip into his car or he would disappear quickly. No, not at all. He strolled up. He strolled into the bar. He strolled out again.
He strolled into the bar looking like that?
He did. And strolled out again.
Without being kicked out on his...
Well, I wasn't in the bar. I was outside sitting. They have some lovely tables outside. So I'm sitting looking out over... There's a rock here called Saddle Rock. So I'm sitting looking out at Saddle Rock. And so anyway, I couldn't resist it. I thought after yesterday's conversation, I thought topless is nothing.
No, topless is nothing because literally, I mean, as you say, this guy is wearing sandals, he's wearing shades, and he is wearing the tightest of tight Speedos on him.
My mother would say he hasn't as much on him as would tighten the head on a spade.
I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds pretty smooth.
Well, if a spade ever came off the stem of a spade, a shovel, an old tradition would be you would take a bit of a rag and you would stick it in to jam the top of the spade back onto the handle
okay.
again.
All right, okay.
But you wouldn't put on a yard of material. So the expression used to be she wasn't wearing as much as would tighten the head on a spade.
I understand.
So he's not.
How far away from the beach is he there in that shot? Because I can't see that in your photograph.
No, it's. I'm not sure he was coming from the beach, to be honest. There is a beach there, but I don't think he came out from it. Now, the beach is about, 250 yards, 300, or maybe about 500 yards, my husband says.
And
about 500 yards away.
Was your breath taken away or were you intrigued?
No, I immediately thought of your programme yesterday and I thought, I'll show the Dubliners. They're doing in Donegal.
You've absolutely trumped it, no doubt. But the question is, the question remains, because people were making the point after the programme yesterday that it is only Irish and English people, perhaps, who ever do this when they go away on holidays and thinks that it is acceptable to wander around in this kind of state of undress. What did you think at the time? Did you say, live and let live, or were you shocked?
I wasn't horrified or anything. I suppose one half of me thinks, well, you're confident, and the other half thinks, maybe a bit inappropriate. I sort of thought he must have missed with the fashion trend change to, swimming trunks, which are quite...
Well, that's it. Maybe he was actually time transported from 1972 to July 2014. It could be the only other logical explanation for wandering around the Inishowen Peninsula looking like that. And thank you very much for your call. Thank you very
much to
everybody else and all those who we didn't get to today. Thank you very much. We might get a chance to come to you tomorrow. Today's programme was produced by Tim Desmond, Laura Lee Davis, the BCO, Patrick Carney was on sound. Derek Mooney is up next. Until tomorrow. Derek, would you like to take a look at this photograph, actually?
Absolutely. Send it in, Philip, before you go. Bring it in on your way out, if you want.
I'll drop next door with it, and you can get an hour and a half's worth of programming out of it, if anybody
Probably
can.
Probably more. Philip, thank you very much indeed. News headlines now with Shane McGowan.